Praise the Lord, my Praise the Lord, my beautiful blessed sisters and brothers. Yes, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for you, you, and you. God is truly good, and we thank God for another day. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, we are praying 24 hours around the clock. We thank God because he's answering prayers, and we know God is a healing God. We've got some wonderful, wonderful praise reports in reference to healing. And we thank God for the marvelous, marvelous day that we had on Saturday. God is truly a God that can do anything but fail. And remember, God is on the throne, and we thank God for what he's doing in your life and in my life. We want you to know that you can invoke the peace of Jesus Christ into your life. You know, the peace that surpasses all understanding. And he said that in his word, that he'll grant us that peace that surpasses all understanding. No matter what's going on, no matter what's happening, he will grant us that peace. And we thank God for that peace, abundant peace. Amen. Glory be to God. Abundant. Amen. So we want to, this morning, talk about how to invoke the peace of Jesus Christ. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to come together as sisters and brothers in Christ. We thank you for blessing us to see one more day, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just opening doors for us and having us to walk through them, Father God. We thank you for shutting doors that we no longer need to be a part of. We thank you, Father God, for blessing us, Father, for men and women of the living God that have been a blessing to us in our lives. And Father God, we invoke the spirit of peace into our lives right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that you're not the author of confusion. We know, Father God, you're a God that has a plan for our life. And we thank you right now for your plan, not our plan, but your plan. And we pray that your will be done in our lives and the lives of others. Grant us, Father God, that peace that surpasses all understanding. And we're going to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day and the days to come. Let all of God's people say amen, amen, and amen. Glory, hallelujah. We want you to know that we are praying for you, you, and you. Yes, 24 hours around the clock, we are lifting up the name of Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. And God is a good God, a gracious God. We thank God for Sister Jill, who came in with us to celebrate from Miami, Florida. She said she was truly blessed by the best, so we are praying for her that God will continue to send forth blessings into her life. All of the volunteers that supported us on Saturday day at the Village of Cross Keys in Baltimore, Maryland, in Roland Park, we thank God for you, that God will continue to use you in a mighty way, that God will just hold you up and just lift you up and bless you 100-fold. Whatever you stand in need of, that he'll make a way out of no way, that miracles, signs, and wonders will take place in your life. Glory, hallelujah. I believe in miracles. What about you? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. One of the most powerful ways to invoke the miracle consciousness is to affirm the peace of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. I want you to begin to walk through your home. Praise the Lord, peace be still in the name of Jesus. As you arrive on your job, praise the Lord, peace be still in the name of Jesus. As you walk down the streets, praise the Lord, peace be still in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Watch God move on your behalf. Watch God change the atmosphere. And we thank God for changing the atmosphere in our homes, in our lives, on our jobs, as we ride the train, the airplane, and the bank, the grocery store, wherever you are. Praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. We need more prayer warriors that are praying and lifting up the name of Jesus, glorifying God. Thank you, God. We need watchmen on the walls. We need intercessory prayer warriors to intercede on behalf of others. Praise the Lord, peace be still, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. A prayerless person usually repels his good by his repelling vibrations. He scares away his good with a sense of rush. Always in a hurry. God, do it for me now. But the word of God tells us, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Remember, God's ways are not our ways. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. They're much higher. And we thank God. We thank God for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. A prayerless person is always in a rush. Watch and observe. Watch and observe. Person scares away his good with a sense of rush, worrying, always worrying about something. And the word of God says, instead of worrying, we should be praying. Amen? So why worry when you can pray? You're putting it in God's hands. A prayerless person scares away his good. Tation. Whereas a prayerful person attracts his good by his quiet, peaceful, powerful vibration. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Quiet, peaceful, powerful vibration. The sitting in your secret closet praying. No matter where you are, you can create that atmosphere. Quiet, peaceful, powerful, powerful vibration in prayer. No matter where you are, no matter what's going on, you can sit and be still and know that I'm God. Have a little talk with Jesus right in your secret place. You and Jesus, while everyone else is running their mouth, you're sitting there having a prayer, talking to God. As I mentioned on Saturday, Reverend Maybelle Hickman walking down the street, and the young man said, I saw your mother, told his son, I saw your mother talking to herself. She said, I wasn't talking to myself, I was talking to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Go down the street talking to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. A prayerful person is magnetic to his good and unconsciously draws it to him. A tranquility of bearing, a facial and bodily response are usually observed in those whose inner lives are enriched through prayer. As I watched TV and I noticed the young lady asking Mayor Brandon Scott questions, I look at his demeanor in his face, and you can see that he's agitated, that he's irritated by her. But I want you all to pray for him, that as those news reporters and individuals are asking him questions, that he just begin to pray. Praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. And you could do the same thing. When individuals are around you, agitating you, getting on your nerves, praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. The devil don't attack you for where you are. He attack you for where you're about to go. Praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. Prayer quiets your mind, body, emotions, vibrations. In that peaceful, prayerful state of mind, you unconsciously draw your good to you. Isn't that awesome? You unconsciously draw your good to you. You're talking to Jesus. Thank you, God. Have a little talk with Jesus, and he will make it right. He wants to hear from you. He wants to be a part of your life. He wants to be a part of that situation. He wants to be a part of the decision that you're trying to make. Have a little talk with Jesus. Thank you, God. He has a plan for your life, you Holy Spirit. If prayer has not had this effect on you, Perhaps it is because you should deliberately invite it in by affirming the peace of Jesus Christ. Inviting the peace of Jesus Christ into your life. The disciples said, Lord, teach us how to pray. Amen. And he gave them the model prayer. And I believe that he went a little bit deeper. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, teach us how to pray. And we, as men and women of God, need to learn how to pray. Thank you, Jesus. The Word of God tells us to study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And it includes learning how to pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When you battle life, people and circumstances, your soul gets twisted out of shape. You ever been in a situation and you just feel like, oh, my God. Your soul, deep down in your sanctified soul, some people, this get you twisted out of shape. My God. And that's when you got to call on Jesus. Inside, deep down inside, that demon just gets you twisted out of shape. My God. Decrees of peace take away your spirit of fuss and give you gentleness of pace. Gentleness. Thank you, Jesus. If there's one experience with Mark's true prayer, it is the deep peace which it brings to the soul. Deep down in your sanctified soul, my God will give you that spirit of peace when all hell is breaking loose. All around you, my God. Men and women of God, prayer warriors, intercessory prayer warriors, apostles, chief apostles, archbishops, bishops, teachers, police officers, mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, grandparents, and your sanctified soul, you will feel and experience that spirit of peace. Deep peace, which brings to the soul. Decrees of prayer slow you down to your good and give you a gentleness of pace that really gets the job done. Watch out. God is not the author of confusion. God will give you that spirit of peace. Not rushing. Not always in a hurry. Not always busy. You ever see somebody that's always busy doing something? God in that busyness? Had God give you that assignment? Did you pray and ask God, God, is this my assignment? Is she my assignment? Is he my assignment? Remember, seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Ask him, is this my assignment? You don't want to get involved in something that's not your assignment. Or with an individual that's not your assignment. Thank you, Jesus. He's speaking this morning. Is that your assignment? Decrees of peace help you to pray things through rather than trying to force them through. You don't have to force God to do anything. Amen? Stop trying to force people. We can't change people. Only God can make that change. Thank you, Jesus. And when they're ready, my God. But God can give you that spirit of peace in the midst of all of that you're going through with that individual. Don't try to force people to change. Amen. Gentlemen, you got to invite him in. Thank you, God. Invite him into your life this morning if you have not. Invite the Holy Spirit into your life. Invite our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into your life, into that situation. Invite him into your plan today and ask him, God, is this your plan for my life? Invite him in. He's a gentleman. He gives us a choice. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Peace is the what? Forerunner of victory. I told you that the other day. You want victory in that situation. You got to have peace. Prayers decreeing the peace of Jesus Christ give you that peace and that victory. Amen. Whatever you're going through this morning, whatever situation you got to take on this morning, pray and ask God to give you that peace that surpasses all understanding. You will soon notice that the first thing that happens when you begin to think about Jesus Christ is that a great calm descends upon you right now. A great calm will come upon you right now in the name of Jesus. You immediately begin to feel better about everything in your life. Uh-huh. When you invite Jesus Christ into your life, when you invoke the Spirit of the Almighty Living God into your life, you will begin to feel better about everything in your life. Your blood pressure will go down. No more migraine headaches. My God, healing will take place. Spiritual healing. Something on the inside, yes, is working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. I know someone who healed insomnia, and we talked about that, because I've talked to many people lately that said they're not able to sleep. After many sleepless nights by affirming, the peace of Jesus Christ is poured out upon me now, and all is well. It is well with my soul. Instead of saying I can't sleep, of Jesus Christ is poured out upon me now, and all is well. It is well with my soul. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, if you're going to tackle a situation, the peace of Jesus Christ is poured out upon me, and all is well. It is well with my soul. I know of a human relations problem filled with confusion, inharmony, and conflict that was resolved after someone affirmed of Jesus Christ is poured out upon this situation now, producing perfect results. My God, my God, my God, the peace of Jesus Christ is poured out upon this situation now, producing perfect results. And our God is a perfect God. He can produce perfect results. I want you to repeat after me this morning. The peace of Jesus Christ is poured out upon this situation now, producing perfect results in Jesus' name. Glory, hallelujah. I want you to say it again. Repeat after me. The peace of Jesus Christ is poured out upon me and upon this situation now, producing perfect results. One more time. The peace of Jesus Christ is poured out upon me and this situation now, producing perfect results. Watch God move in that situation. Watch God move in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. The peace of Jesus Christ is poured out upon this situation and upon me now, producing perfect results. Get that in your spirit. Write it down. Carry it in your pocketbook, in your pocket, on your purse. the peace of Jesus Christ is poured out upon me and this situation now, producing perfect results. Watch God move in your life. Watch God move in that situation in the name of Jesus, producing perfect results in that situation, in your finances, in your home, with your children, with your loved ones, with on your job, in the courtroom. Watch God produce perfect results. God's ways are not your ways. God has a plan for your life. Let God's will be done. Not your will, but let God's will be done. And he will produce perfect results in that situation. Glory, hallelujah. Let go and let God. Why worry when you could pray? He's producing perfect results as you go into the hospital for surgery. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let God produce perfect results in that situation. Let God produce perfect results in your life. Yes, this is your Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart praying with you and for you each and every day. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021. You'd like to have a copy of what we just said? I will send it to you. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. God is producing perfect results in you and in that situation. Glory be to God. May God continue to bless you, watch over you, and keep you, and tune in again tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. for Power Hour of Prayer with Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. God is producing perfect results in you and in that situation now. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Glory be to God. Let God produce perfect results in you and in that situation now. To God be the glory for the great things he's doing and has done in your life. Thank you, Jesus.